Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. Sports Bros here. My name is Isaac.
Sada.
Jason Sakanik right over there.
You think a Mariner fan is capable of having a nice little Tuesday?
Good question.
You think maybe a Mariner fan, was like he got engaged, or maybe got a promotion at work. There's not a single Mariner fan today that's having like a true Mariner fan that's having a good day.
Maybe there might be not this one.
You could maybe have a good day, but simultaneously you don't feel good, right? Like that. We all know that feeling. Yeah. That is a tough feeling. It really is.
I literally shed tears coming in today.
I saw it in his eyes earlier. When I got in, I came in, I was like, oh, Schultzy, man, I'm so sorry. And
he's still wearing a headband, though.
A little emotional.
Our little Mariner gremlin welled up.
Yeah.
So I know the feeling. We've all been that. We've all had gremlin. That feeling. And it really sucks.
It does.
Especially that, you know what that, you know that moment when you wake up and you're taking inventory of what just happened? You know, like how you just kind of, you shake off the cobwebs and you're like, did that really? And then you have to relive it all again, like right when you wake up, because you're processing it all. That's the worst.
Do you know, like, if I had to explain, like, if aliens came down and we were trying to explain the human experience, I might have a harder time explaining sports fandom than just about anything else. It's like, well, are you part of the team? Well, no. Like, do you have any affiliate? Well, no, I decided to root for some laundry in a game that doesn't really, just explaining the game in itself, and then the idea that it ruined my whole day and actually physically hurts me and wells me to tears and can lead me to a deep, like, seated depression because some other dudes in laundry beat my guys in different laundry. It's such a fascinating thing, and yet you can't, and everyone knows how silly it is to let it ruin your day, but you can't help it. You can't. It's like telling a depressed person not to be depressed. It doesn't work.
And then the aliens are like, well, everything else must be really bad. And you go, yeah. It is. This is all I care about. That laundry.
And then they ask, well, if all it does, like, but more often than not, you feel good, right? And you're like, no.
Not
like,
really.
99% of the time, it's like this. And they're like, then why do you do it? And you're like, I don't know.
Shut up.
The little modicum of positivity. That's a tiny bit.
It is a good question. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Because we find entertainment in it. Because sports are the best reality show of all time.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I will say, fair. I used to be way worse. I've told the
story. Well, I think as you get older, you put it in. I think you just get better perspective on it as you get older.
Mine was the 2009 Stanley Cup Finals. The Red Wings were a team that I was fully vested in, still am, but they lost, and my kids were very little, and they were watching with me, like, on the couch, and it ended up being a floor game. And the Red Wings lost. I did not handle it well, and I remember my wife at the time, my late wife, gathering the kids and being like, we need to leave Dad alone, and, like, picking them up and removing them from my presence. And I remember like looking around and being like, what am I like, really? And my wife just like giving me the look like, you need to bring it down. Like the kids are a little freaked out. And like having that, like, I think that was the last time that I really had one of those. Like it changed me forever. When your kids can't be in your presence, you might want to reevaluate some stuff. And I can laugh about it now, but at the time it was bad. And it's one of those, like, why does this bother me so much? Why am I so viscerally angry?
Somewhere along the way, they got our hooks in us.
Yeah.
How that happens, I mean, I think with college, it's pretty easy because most of the time,
you go there yeah.
and you become a fan. It's your school pride.
Yeah.
But, you know, like for me, it was the Royals. Growing up, we'd go to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with Georgie and
fell in love with some laundry and a red ass named George Brett.
God, I loved it.
Yes.
And so I don't know.
It's one of the weirdest parts about being a human being. And yet you can't really picture your life without it, or you don't want to picture your life without it.
Well, and there's also, you know, look, we're all sports fans here and we do a sports show and that, you know. There's a lot of the world that thinks all of this is absurd.
Yeah.
And they're right.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are smart.
Well, that's why I got
like, why would you even care about that? I don't know.
Yeah, but they've got something else that they're just as, you know.
People are, exactly. Yeah. Whether it's sports or some other sort of hobby.
Yeah.
Everyone's got something like this.
Yes.
That's why I got into sports broadcasting, though. It's why you guys got into it, right? It's fun. Like, it's the entertainment and the removal from, like, real problems. Like, my Mariners losing the World Series, is that a deep hurt for me? Yes. Is that a problem for me? No. There's pain, there's emotion, but it truly does not affect me in the way that, like, real-world news does. So let me just clear that up. Like, it's not like I'm sitting over here being like, oh, my God, my life's over. It's not. My sports life is really essy right now.
But it does, though. It does affect, because you are having a terrible day because of your team.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
Whatever political headline that drives you crazy, or whatever, doesn't affect you the way this does.
Well, I'd rather...
So it does affect you way worse.
I'd rather suffer through this than any political heartbreak. So, like, this is fine. Do we welcome, like, being heartbroken by our teams? Of course not. But hey, that's the game we're playing. That's the situation. I'm like, hey, someone's got to lose, right? I don't know.
I love this, Schulte.
I don't know.
I'm trying.
Schulte went on some rant there and then realized he got to the end. He couldn't stick the landing. He's like, I don't know. I
was going to bring up the Blazers 2000 collapse in game 7 as one of my first heartbreaks. And I go back and watch that game to this day, and I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not sure I can ever watch this Mariners Game 7 loss again.
At least Mariner fan, as someone points out, soccer fans, like, burn buildings down. Remember when the Canucks lost in the Stanley Cup Finals and they set their city on fire, and that's the Canadians. Like,
well, if you go over Europe, too, it's
it's a whole different...
It's a whole different level because it's country pride.
Country,
right?
or religious, or
your local town.
Yeah, and that's a whole... like
that's another level.
That's road flares and, you know, we're going to kill someone. That's a whole... like, believe it or not, we Americans actually have a pretty... even, like, Yankee Red Sox fan, we have a pretty good grasp on keeping things in perspective versus the rest of the world. And that's saying something.
Here's a text that said, I saw this in a tweet today and it hurts. 2 years ago, the Mariners declared a goal of winning 54% of their games. Since then, their win rate is 53.87%. If they had won last night, it would have been 54.17%.
Is that true?
I don't know, but it sounds true.
Oh, my God, I want that to be true so bad.
I want to die.
Okay, Schulte, we don't need
it's all right.
We don't need to die here.
Not literally, but like that. You just shot it through my sports heart, man. God.
You poured a little sports heart.
RJ's in. I've been in a funk all day.
Yeah, so back to the question. I don't know if a Mariner fan could have a good day today, short of something really cool happening to them.
And I wonder, like, even if something really cool happened to
them, you're still like,
you're happy that something cool happened, but at the same time, you're like,
you win the lottery and win the lottery, and you're like, oh my God, I just won 100 grand. And then you remember, oh God, but
Springer hit that home run.
Like, I'm pretty sure today, like, Olivia Dunn walks up, like, hey, it's like, dude, my wife.
Yeah, loved... not today, yeah, Olivia.
It's like, no. It's like, my wife and her want to have a threesome with you, Jordan. No, like, today.
Not today. Olivia, just go away.
Okay? Like, I don't know about that.
Leave me alone. Don't have time.
Don't you see my headband? I'm a Mariner fan.
I do appreciate that Schulze still wore his yeah. like, full-on, like, he's going to take BP, his Bryce Harper outfit.
The other thing, too, I noticed this last week about Schulze, is that chain is a Mariner chain.
Is it really?
He's got a chain around his neck. It's a Mariner chain.
Yeah, yeah, so this actually was my wife's gift to me for our wedding day. I don't know. Some couples, like, they do, like, wedding day gifts to each other.
Is it like a compass?
Yes, it is literally. It's the compass star.
Oh, my God.
And then it's got a black diamond in the middle of it. So, and she got it because of the Mariner's compass. Oh. So
here's a Bills
fan. And that was your wedding gift?
Yes. Well, like, directly from my wife. Yes.
I think we're now seeing why Schulze is so distraught over there.
Yeah, we get it.
So I'm a Bills fan, this text says. I didn't even watch the infamous 13 Seconds live, and it still broke me.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, Bills.
Oh, I can
remember. We talked about this last week as well. Of all the heartache for sports fans, Bills might have it the worst.
Mm. Four Super Bowls in a row?
Four in a row.
And then the 13 Seconds?
Have not been back since.
No.
The 13 Seconds... They're good every year, and they don't get there. They have a great fan base. That's all they care about.
Yeah.
Like, that might
that's
be
tough.
As bad as it gets.
No offense to Mariner fan. Yeah. Bills fan might be. You want to talk about being close. Imagine,
four in a row.
Imagine Schulze getting to the World Series four years in a row.
Schulze, you would die. You would not.
No.
You would not live
you
through that.
It.
I might keel over.
Someone said my buddy's a diehard Mariner fan and hasn't texted me back yet. Yeah.
He doesn't want to text you.
But you might send a You might send a welfare check. Well, that'll be like 48 hours from now. You'll get one and just be like, yeah, man, I just, you know what, just having a day.
Actually, can I say shout out to the Northwest 23rd Coffee people with Dutch Brothers. They gave me a free, they called it a bad day drink today. I pulled up and they recognized me there in all my Mariner garb. And they're like, dude.
Here you go.
So
on
sorry.
The house.
Yeah, it
hey,
was
that's
actually
fantastic.
Really cool.
Good
so
for them.
That, yes. I think that actually got me emotional. It was like, you know what? Thank you. Like,
I'm guessing Schulze's just emotional today. I'm guessing Schulze's going to have at least 6.5 cries. That's the over-under.
Probably. Oh, speaking of which, the headband, shout out to P1 Kyle. He came up to me while I was at game one of the ALDS, and I forgot to shout him out on the air. So he found me in section 309, and big listener of Primetime and 105.1 The Fan.
Were
so
you wearing the headband
you,
at the game?
I was, and I'm pretty sure my wife and I have agreed that I'm probably the only one out of 47,000 fans that's actually wearing a headband, so I'm easy to find.
This is an interesting one, because now people are bringing up, like, the Music City Miracle, and how, because that, obviously, that was the Bills, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, my God.
They lost, right?
They lost, yeah.
Was that Frank Reich?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it Frank Reich?
No, it wasn't Frank Reich. That was the Tennessee Titans, the ones that pulled off the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
was the
Frank Reich was
ripping.
Like the biggest comeback.
Of. Yeah, that was the biggest comeback. Yeah. And the Bills were on the positive side of that. But no, what is the most painful sports loss of all time?
Mm. Well, you got to wait. So it has to weigh more... For the bigger the game. So,
yes.
So we start with Super Bowls and World Series Game 7s,
yeah.
right? Or NBA Finals Game 7.
Can I bring up, because the Red Sox hadn't won one yet. Like that, the curse had been going, the Aaron Boone one.
Why?
For Sox, they hadn't won a World Series yet. And to have that go down the way, I mean, that's an all-timer. To have it be the Yankees that do it to you.
But they weren't even in the World Series
No,
yet.
That wasn't the World Series, but. They hadn't won a World Series yet. They were still living the curse of the Bambino. And
yeah.
that was supposed to be the one that got you over the hump. I'm just trying to think of what could be the most painful sports
yeah.
loss of all time.
I'm sure that one hurt. Which of the Bills Super Bowls was wide right?
That was the first one.
It was the first one.
That
okay.
was Scott Norwood.
Yeah, because I was going to say maybe the fourth time the Bills lost. Like, dude, four times? I don't think we talk about that enough. They went to four straight and lost all of them. So they lost to the Cowboys.
And they lost to the Cowboys twice.
And then they lost to...
They lost to the Giants.
Washington.
And they lost to the Redskins. And the Giants was the first one.
And that was Norwood.
That was Norwood. I think that was the only close one because the Redskins... The Redskins, I don't remember the score, but the Redskins thumped them and the Cowboys blew them out both times. So the only one that was close was the first one, and that was the wide right Scott Norwood. Yeah, so it went I'm pretty sure it went Giants, Skins, and then back-to-back Cowboys. So believe it or not, it got worse. Each loss got progressively worse. So maybe it's, which is the worst one? The one that broke your heart with the wide right, or the fourth culmination of, oh my God, we've been blown out for the third straight year.
I mean, Bills fan could chime in, but I don't know if we have any of them listening, although except that we did have the one.
What about Bill Buckner, 86 World Series? That was game six.
That was game six.
Where so it went under his legs.
You still had game seven. And by the way, I mean.
Red Sox were up, I think, at the time.
They were.
Yeah, but not in the series. They were up in the game.
No, they were up in the series, too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you have a couple of NBA shots that were probably just daggers, like the Ray Allen shot.
Yeah, the Sean Elliott with the heels, too.
Yeah, that was the Blazers, wasn't it? Sean Elliott, I thought, stuck a dagger in the Blazers at one point.
Yeah, I think that was
Spurs
in 99 or
2000. Well, he had two. I think he had more than one.
Yeah.
You have the, Derek Fisher shot. That won the whole damn, didn't the Derek Fisher shot win the whole finals?
Did it?
For the Lakers? It was like the last second.
Well, I know Ori hit a couple. Fisher had one. Yep. If you're a Jazz fan, you got the Jordan pushing off of Byron Russell.
I think that, I mean, speaking of Blazers, that Shaq dunk, I mean, that's a big, in the finals, though. So.
No.
Yeah, but that was a pretty gut-wrenching one. Like, you're asking, what is the most gut-wrenching sports loss?
It was there.
They were up, how many points were they up?
They were up 14 going into the quarter.
Yeah, and blew it.
Yeah.
They made two shots.
It said Vikings, Gary Anderson hadn't missed a field goal all year, and that Vikings team lost in the title game. With a Gary Anderson missed field goal to the Falcons of all teams.
Yeah, the missed field goal, there is something painful about that.
The missed field goal is bad. I mean, that's just that.
Because you're in position.
You're in position. The walk-off homer, Joe Carter, if you're a Phillies fan, Mitch Williams, the Joe Carter. I mean, that one hurts. It's just so, I don't know what would, I'm going to do
dude,
a little.
The Springer home run's going to be up there.
It's going
to
be.
As I'm thinking through this, it's like, geez, man, the Mariners have never even been to the World Series. They have a 3-1. They were eight outs away. And then of all the players to come up to the plate and rip their heart out, George Springer, the old Astro?
George Springer.
Dude, that's bad.
It really is.
I hate him.
And like you just, everyone had a sense. Like it just.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I got sick. I felt it.
You felt it?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Then when they came to bat in the eighth and ninth, were you like, oh, this is over? Or were you like, oh, I think they can rally here?
So
they only needed a run.
It was wacky. After they got out of it there in the eighth inning, or excuse me, the seventh going into the top of the eighth, I think there was still some vibe in the stadium. And then the broadcast or the stadium missed Randy Arozarena grounding out for the first out. So by the time the TV came back on for everybody, there was already one out in the eighth. And at that point, I'm like, F it, it's over. Like, I was upset. And actually, I heard Dirt say this morning, and it was a great point. I was upset that they could not somehow manage to get a runner on first, because then you could guarantee in the ninth inning, Cal Raleigh's at least going to see an at bat.
Yeah.
It was just a sinking feeling because I thought they were going to Munoz, and I don't think that's what cost him the game, but I don't know why I was sitting there and I was like, dude, this just has it just had a bad vibe. And then when he hit the ball, it was just like, that's all I said was, F. But it wasn't like a surprise. I don't know. There was like an evil, that was a final destination, like premonition, like the Mariner fans can't have nice things.
What about the Falcons Super Bowl loss to the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, 28-3.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's got to be bad.
Falcons, again, never having won a Super Bowl, and you're up 28-3 over Tom Brady, and you find a way to gack that away.
Pretty bad.
I mean, Seahawks 1-yard line, right?
That's bad if they hadn't won it previously.
Had won the previous year.
I'll never forget my dad when Tom Brady started his whole run with the Patriots dynasty in what, 3 or 4, whenever that Super Bowl was against the Rams, and what was it, a minute 20 left, the Rams went ahead with a touchdown, setting up the Adam Vinatieri eventually winning field goal after that nice minute-long drive by Brady down the field. Like, my dad's like, well, there's too much time. I don't know if that's a big lore moment, but starting a career of the greatest quarterback of all time, like, I'll never forget that. That's
Tell you what, if you're a Pacific Northwest sports fan, you've had your share of
heartache.
You know, somebody brought this up earlier. when we were talking about the Mariners. But, you know, the Blazers, they when they lost in 2000, the thought was, oh, they'll be back. Mm-hmm. They'll be back. Good team. They'll be back. And they didn't. Nope. They didn't get back.
No. Nope. What's the old, what is the, it's the Field of Dreams, Moonlight Graham saying that, you know, everyone always thinks that there'll be another day, but you don't realize that today could be the only day. And it's
you just
it's,
never it, know, man.
You just never know. You're right. A lot of those teams never get back. And then other ones like the Kansas City Royals, right?
You, yeah. Unbelievable that they did that again the next year.
Yeah.
And won it.
And won it.
It was really shocking.
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those you always want to believe that it's going to be okay, but you know,
but by the Mariners
way, I looked up someone did a stadium talk the worst loss of all time, and there like there's some golf ones on here. They've got Greg Norman at the Masters.
Yeah, they Sean Vandeville.
Yep, he's number 4 at the British
that
Open.
That was bad.
That one was bad. Made me take off his shoes think, and going into the water.
I think he only needed a double bogey. And he made a triple bogey.
They were already engraving his name on the jug on that last hole. When that was when he decided to hit. He took his socks and shoes off, waded into the water. Whoops. And by the way, he never won a major tournament. I mean, that was his only time. They got the Cardinals 10, Rangers 9 on here.
Oh, that went to a playoff.
And that went to a playoff.
No, I'm talking about Vandeveld. That... I didn't know that. I was thinking he blew it right there on the 18th hole, but I guess it went to a playoff. He lost. He was up 3 shots on the 18th tee.
Ooh.
And it went to a playoff. He made a triple.
So
yeah, so he only needed a double.
Only needed a double. So they got Cardinals, Rangers. They got the Mets, Red Sox. That's the Buckner game. And they put... Oh, well, I guess this is kind of weird because this isn't heartbreaking, but apparently Georgia Tech beat Cumberland 222-0 in football. At one point, so it's kind of odd.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's not. Yeah, I think that's just a bad
I think
loss.
It's way worse to lose a 28-3 lead.
Yeah.
And lose the game than get beat 220-0.
Yeah. Well, I don't really remember all the details of the Cardinals and the Rangers, but that was the one where they were down to like their final strike, like multiple times, right?
Yes, I think yes, because the Rangers had a. Couple in there. The Rangers have had some low-key
heartbreak. I want to say that the Cardinals were like, they were down to their final strike like multiple times.
Yeah, that was the...
said, Texas Rangers made history on this night, just not the kind of history anyone wants to be talking. They made the first team in history to be one strike away from winning the World Series twice.
David Freese.
In the same game and lose. Yeah. David Freese delivered the crushing blow both times, hitting a game-tying triple in the bottom of the ninth and then a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th. And then the Cardinals went on to win the series in 7.
Famously turned down an invitation to the Cardinals Hall of Fame, David Freese did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they were going to elect him into their like team's lore, and he said, I appreciate the gesture, but I don't feel like I'm good enough.
Strong no.
So they went with, just according to this list, so they went, besides the stupid football blowout, they went Mets, Red Sox, Buckner, they went with the Cardinals, Rangers. They did the British Open, old Jean, and then they did the Chris Webber timeout game, North Carolina, Michigan, where he called timeout and they didn't have a timeout. They got Bartman on here.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, they got the Patriots intercepting the ball at the one on the Seahawks.
How did we miss Bartman?
Yeah,
because you brought up Aaron Boone. I would argue Bartman that was worse because the Cubs were the lovable losers and like that, and they were the better team.
It's the only one that involved a fan, though. Like everything else you're talking about, it just to me that doesn't even qualify. But I guess I get it. I don't know.
And well, they just think the heartbreak of it.
And then they've got Greg Norman, Patriots, Falcons. You know the one they don't talk about. We don't talk about much because it's not. An American thing. We were on the winning side of it, but that Russia loss to the United States in the Olympics, they're like that changed an entire country. Like that Russian team, that may be the most crushing loss in the history of sports, just from the Russian perspective of it. I mean, that's the equivalent of our Super Bowl champion losing to an average group of college players.
And there is a discussion on the most painful sports losses of all time. I got to tell you, last night was...
it's up there, man.
I don't know about all time, but it was... well, I mean, I think it's in the conversation.
It's bad.
Of all...
It's bad.
Of all time. All right, coming up next, the Ducks get right on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, the Ducks went out to New Jersey and got right.
That's usually what happens when you play Rutgers. Rutgers is the definition of a get-right team.
Yeah.
It's not good, Bob.
It's true. And they were shockingly bad.
Yeah.
The final was 56-10, if you didn't see it.
And it could have been worse than that. I think they had five guys averaged 11 or 12 yards a carry.
Well, they had 42 at half.
Yeah.
So, I guess the thing with Rutgers, it's a weird one because we were talking about this a little bit with Joey on Friday. Mm. And it was just like, who cares, this Rutgers? Oregon's going to beat them. But there's something about Rutgers. I think it's just because Schiano is their coach. Mm-hmm. He has done a good job with them. And, and they're 3-4 this year. But
and they had lost 3 in a row, now 4 in a row.
Didn't he have a couple or maybe a 10-win season in there at some point his first time?
Yeah, he had Rutgers going the first time. And you know.
So I think it's that. I think, like, while you're right that, you know, when Oregon plays Rutgers, like, who cares? Yeah. Just, you know, that's what we were saying last week. Just run the ball, get out of there, get a win. And they did, but there is still something about Rutgers that you're like, well, you know, could they knock them off? I mean, could they hang? No.
No.
That was Oregon. So Whittington, 11 carries, 125. Mm-hmm. Davison, 4 carries, 100. Hill, 5 carries, 62. They rushed for 415 yards, dude.
As a team, they averaged over 11 yards a carry.
How do you even do that?
Moore averaged 16 yards a carry. Well, it's just...
I have done that? What do you think my average would have been if they put me back there?
Well, I'm not certain...
Give me some pads.
Not certain how quick you're closing that gap, but I think you're rushing for positive yardage. I'm pretty certain about that.
Don't you think... I mean, if you put a plebe at running back...
Yeah.
Can't they get a yard?
Yeah, you're getting a yard or two.
Because... All you got to do is just dive, right?
Holes close pretty big or pretty quickly, but
you can get a yard or two.
You can get a yard or two. I believe if we give you 5 carries in that game,
5 yards,
you're getting positive yardage. You're on the plus. You're in the plus column.
I'm going to run that by Lanning on Thursday. You're like, hey, could I have? If you, you know, you give me the ball. Out the, yeah.
Well, you did talk about your twitch that yeah. one time. He was asking you how twitchy you are.
Well, I think he was asking me
your squat.
My squat or something.
I love that he asked you what you squat.
Or bench or something. I don't know.
It was a squat.
I said five. He goes, 500? Yeah. I go, no, five.
Five. Could we find a way to make this happen at a spring game practice or whatever? Could we get you in some pads and get you a carrier or two?
I want to be the kicker.
No.
I'm more of a kicker.
I need to see you carrying the rock.
Dude, I'm not subjecting myself to that.
Oh, it's one carry. What's get the worst that can happen?
Probably break a leg my neck.
It'll be thud tempo. You'll be fine. You'll be all right.
Yeah, not happening.
I did see that they broke out the Grateful Dead uniforms. And did you hear that Lanning put the kibosh on the original uniform?
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, have you seen them? You know, because this week.
Yeah, the Wreckers ones? Or
yeah, no.
This week. I haven't seen this one.
Yeah, they released them early.
They got tie-dye numbers.
Who are they playing? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're doing the Grateful Dead tribute. And they actually, it's a cool uni. It's a subtle touch to it. Like the numbers are tie-dye and they've got the Grateful Dead duck skull patch. It's a good look. Dancing bears on the back of the helmet. And by the way, Lanning at his press conference, Lanning has no idea anything about the Grateful Dead. He doesn't listen to the Grateful Dead. And he talked about basically he alluded to the fact that the original uniform was probably entirely tie-dye. And Lanning was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I'm missing this.
I got to ask him if this is the first time that he's actually put his foot down and said, we're not doing this.
What did you say, Schulte?
Said, I'm missing this one. I don't understand why we're doing this. I understand that the Grateful Dead tribute.
Well, they got themes with their unis every week. Well, they're running out of themes,
but
man.
Because they played at Autzen Stadium, which, by the way, go find Grateful Dead concerts from the 70s. They played everywhere, every freaking team.
They have a
team.
Special connection with the University of Oregon. Whatever. All now, right. If each player had to drop some acid before the game, now, I'll tell you what, now that may get me to pay attention to that Wisconsin game. If like each player has to do like half a tab of acid, like 3 hours before the game. Now we're talking.
Yeah. I'm looking at them here.
That's a good look.
Sort of.
I mean,
they're black.
Their normal black uniform with tie-dye accents.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks dumb.
I don't like the fact. Yes, I'm going against Dan Lanning on this one and say, listen, if you're going to go tie-dye, go full tie-dye.
No.
Like, just go all in. These don't look, they just look like they're black uniforms with a little homage of the dancing bear on the back.
I just love, Schulze, will you see if we have that audio? I think the morning show had it. But he is like, in his press conference, I'm telling you, he alludes to the fact that the original uniform concept was a bit out there, hence, you know, all tie-dye, and he was like, we're gonna have to rework that.
You have
a little
it
bit.
Over there?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear
it. He knows.
Yeah, I'll tell you that the jerseys don't look like they initially looked. We changed that. So you could just imagine a different level. And it's been toned back a little bit. But exciting to have that opportunity when you start to dig into the history of the Grateful Dead playing over 20 shows here, their involvement with the university, how it created revenue. Obviously an innovative, right, think outside the box group and what they were able to do here in the Eugene community is pretty cool. So I'm going to have to spend some time to listen to them. I haven't done a good job of that yet, so maybe I can turn that on my late drive home tonight.
That's code for I don't listen to the Grateful Dead. I'm not going to listen for the Grateful Dead. But I love it's the original version. We had to tone it down a bit. I would love to know if they brought that into Lanning and he just looked at it and was like, nope. Not doing that.
Well, it kind of sounds like that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a big music guy. You know, last week, you weren't here, but he came on and we were talking about music again, because I feel like that's a good way to get him.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to talk about music. He likes music.
Yeah.
You know what he revealed to us last week?
What do we got?
He likes classical piano.
Really?
And he often puts classical piano
like
on.
Like a Chopin or, you know, sort of thing?
I think you mean Chopin.
Yes, Derek Chopin.
He said he likes classical piano.
Okay.
And he also turned
it is very soothing.
Yeah, he also turned us on to the AI. Do you still have those in the system, Schulze?
Let me grab those.
I want to play one of them for you.
I'm going to pick one, yeah.
Do the Teen Spirit one.
That's
I thought it was the best of the three. But he said, hey, have you heard of the somebody showed him these on YouTube, and they're AI songs, recreations of Eminem and like 50 Cent. This one is Nirvana. And they're like 50s, 60s jazz.
Motown.
Oh, yeah. Motown, Motown
versions. Yeah, versions of it. Yeah, I've heard some of these.
These are great. And they're all AI.
Oh, I didn't know
that. So they were... Lanning's been listening to this stuff.
Well, I'll be damned.
We're cooked. I'm telling you, we're cooked.
I mean, how good is this? Bring your friends.
It's fun to lose. I didn't know these were. I've heard versions of these like
there's
this.
There's a ton of them.
But I never knew that these were AI. I just figured people were doing it. Like, there was a. I forget the name of the group, but
no, they're AI.
There was someone years ago that was doing. They would do like bluegrass hillbilly versions of rap songs.
Yeah.
There's like a. I think they were called the Gourds. Like, they did a Gin and Juice, but. they did Gin and Juice, but with. It's country. And some of them are really good.
Yeah, they paid those people for the rights to do those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just AI.
I mean, it's good. Pretty good.
It's like an ABBA sort of, you know, teen spirit thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Dan Lanning's listened to that.
But not the Grateful Dead.
Well, look.
Lanning sounds like he doesn't really get the connection as much as I do, so.
Well, someone's saying.
Which I appreciate.
Someone's saying, Schulze, if you knew anything about the Grateful Dead, you would know that Eugene was their second home. Apparently they considered, well,
I know.
And does it say something that...
Schulze?
Well, this is the weird... it's a college football team that's celebrating acid. I mean, look, the Grateful Dead made their own acid. Like, that's what they did. This is LSD. And it is kind of weird that you're like, yeah, tie-dye football, acid.
But it's not like it's BYU.
No.
It's Oregon. It's a bunch of weed-smoking hippies.
Yeah, this isn't weed.
Well, I know.
That's a whole different ball
but
game.
But the tie-dye thing, like, that was...
Now,
it fits.
I do have to go to this game. The BTJ picks one, because she's an Oregon Duck. So she gets to pick one game to go down to, and we're going down to the Wisconsin game. I believe it's in my... it's now my duty. I believe I will be dropping acid on the way down to the Wisconsin Badger game. And no one can get mad at me because I'm like, well, it's the Grateful Dead celebration. So let's go. I wonder what that's going to be like.
What's going to be like?
Watching the game on acid.
They're going to win 75-0.
Yeah, but I'll be on acid. So that's going to be a whole different experience.
Well, Dwight Gooden threw a no-hitter on acid, right? So this shutout coming from the Ducks, baby.
Did they fire their coach yet, Wisconsin?
Have not seen that, no. I believe Fickell is still employed.
Still coaching.
As of right now.
Boy, that team. Have they scored in the last 2 weeks? They got shut out again.
I think they're averaging three. It's like 3.5 points.
Yeah, they've scored like 34 points total this season. It's awful.
You're kidding.
No.
No.
34 all season.
Yes.
It's really bad. Like I said, I think they're averaging.
Oh, my God.
I think for the year, it's in the single digit.
Wow.
Pull it up and see what they're.
Why haven't they fired him?
It could be a money thing, too.
10, 14. Oh, excuse me. 44. My apologies.
Yeah, they have lost now. they beat Miami, Ohio, and Middle Tennessee, and they've lost five in a row. 34-0, 37-0, 24-10, 27-10, 38-14, and that's been that's their five-game losing streak. And I believe, like, that 14 against Alabama, I think those were garbage Alabama, like, backup points.
That's wild.
I mean, Iowa shut them out 2 weeks ago. Iowa.
Oregon will beat them at home. This will be 56-10. 56-10. That sounds about right.
You think they go for the scoregami, like try to get 56-10 as many games in a row as they can? Who they play after Wisconsin? Is that Iowa?
Yes. They've got Iowa on the road. Is that the next one?
I believe so.
Iowa on the road, by the way, might actually be...
No, it'd be a fun game.
Well, look, Indiana's really good. Iowa held Indiana to, I believe, 20 points. Now, Iowa can't score, but that has potential. If you want to look at like a weird game that may be a little funky, remember last year they went on the road to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin, who wasn't good then, and Wisconsin played them to, you know, deep into the fourth quarter? That wouldn't shock me one bit. If they go on the road to Iowa and in the fourth quarter, that's one of those weird, you know, it's like 17-10 sort of games and they feel like they drag you into deep water.
Okay, now, Schulze, I'm so confused. Are we going to a sport? Are we so far behind that we need to go to a sports center, or are we on time?
Yeah, we need a sports snort.
Oh.
That's what I thought. Yeah, we're a little behind. Okay, so we'll wrap
we're a
up
little behind.
The weekend that was in football. Coming up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just a little bit of time left to wrap up what happened in football over the weekend. I was mentioning that, I forgot to tell this earlier, but we were talking about the Broncos comeback.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 33 points in the fourth quarter
and
beat the Giants. I had a buddy, we have a client who happens to be a friend of mine who is a Broncos fan, and he was at that game.
Mm.
He flew out there for that game.
He left.
He left the game.
Yeah.
And he is now saying, well, I think there should be a support group for this, because he's like, you don't understand the feeling. Like, you leave the game.
Yeah. That's your fault.
Well, it is, but he's like, the feeling is you leave the game and you're driving away and you want your team to come back and win, but you kind of don't because you left.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this. I have zero sympathy. I have a friend of mine who's a leave early guy, and I love him dearly, but it's not a good quality. If you're leave early guy, man, why? Why
leave early?
You spent the money.
Yeah.
Just see
it through.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even if it's not like your cup of tea, like it's not going your way, have a drink, eat some popcorn. I just will never understand leave early guy. Same thing at concerts. Like the encore, and you're packing up and walking out. Like, what is beating traffic? Like, that's, I'm assuming that's the thing. We gotta get out of here. We gotta beat traffic. I don't want to watch this. If you leave early, I have zero sympathy for you. And quite frankly, to your friend, I think it's fantastic that he left the game and the comeback. And I hope it haunts you. And I hope you learned a lesson. Don't be leave early guy.
Well, he wants
one respects you.
He wants a support group where he says, hi, my name is David, and I left early.
I want you to sit and live in your shame. I hope it happens to you again. There's zero sympathy for that person.
But yeah, I'm guessing if you're driving away, you're like, oh, please lose, please lose. Just don't like, okay, there's a touchdown, but don't come back.
Was it the Miami Heat, I believe, that made a monster comeback in the NBA Finals, and people were trying to come back into the building, and they weren't letting them?
Yeah, I remember something like that.
I think it was the Heat. like all those fans took off and then the Heat made the furious comeback and won, and dip ass fans were trying to get back in the building and they're like, yeah, no, it's not happening.
Yeah, it was the Heat.
Yeah, it was the Heat.
You're right.
You don't get to leave early and then have be like, woe is me. No. Sit there and take it like a man. Take your medicine. Leave early. What kind of fan are you?
So, yeah, I think the last team we need to talk about is my Colts.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our Golden Flashes.
What? Who's the? Oh, Kent State. Yeah. Yeah, that made me money. They've dominated Massachusetts.
Told you.
Yeah.
Easy money right there.
That was an easy
Kent game. State over under 1.5 wins. Book it, Dano.
Yeah, that was way back. God, we have you missed a lot.
I know. Well, it's because it was 2 weekends that I missed.
Yeah, you missed the Oregon Indiana game too.
Yeah, I was watching that. I got to see that before I took off. My plane ended up getting delayed like 5 hours.
All right. Well,
is there a flight, by the way, that ever leaves on time now?
Mine did today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Dude, I think like the last 10 flights that I have been on have all end up being delayed or flat out like going to Portugal. I was going through New York and I ended up having to end up just scrapping the whole thing going through San Francisco. Like, no, like I just feel like when you get on an airplane now, just be prepared. Give yourself the longest layover you can because you're going to get delayed. It's going to happen.
All right. Yeah, let's talk about my Colts. We'll wrap up the weekend that was in football, all of football, not just college football, yeah. All of football. Next on The Fan. Yeah, so the Colts are now 6-1. They rattle off another dub at the Chargers.
Dude, their offense is so good. It's silly.
Yeah.
You look at like their metrics, and it's the number one rushing team in the NFL, and it's not even close.
What
number
happened?
One EPA.
What changed? Because they weren't this good last year.
Oh, they were god awful.
Well, I mean, they changed their quarterback, but I mean, I don't know. It's weird. Like, well, I feel like we're in a day and age of unprecedented offenses. I mean, look at what Detroit, like, the only reason Detroit didn't win a Super Bowl.
Injuries.
Is their entire defense.
Yes.
Got banged up
last
year.
I think they had 17.
Their offense was unstoppable.
Yes.
And they're still cooking. Like, yeah. And now look at what Indy's doing. Like, this is getting pretty wild.
Well, one, Jonathan Taylor is healthy, and Jonathan Taylor, like, we forget that at one point Jonathan Taylor was the best back in the NFL, and Jonathan Taylor is back to being the best running back in the NFL. Tyler Warren's been a nice addition to him, and look, Daniel Jones is playing at a really, really, really high level, and what they're doing is really impressive. I mean, the only thing that would give me pause, and we talk about this a lot, is this one of those things that's sustainable? But with each week, what they do, it's becoming less and less of a fluke. The only thing I'll say is Dolphins, Broncos, Titans, Rams is the team they lost to, Raiders, Cardinals, Chargers, and the Chargers have been pretty decimated. But you look at them, Titans, Steelers, Falcons, like they're going to roll through these teams. That game at the Chiefs right around Thanksgiving, that's going to be a huge tell for just how good the Colts are because the Colts are legit.
They also come to Seattle in December.
Yeah, the end of the year. They have a really, really – they're going to win 13, 14 games because what they're doing right now, it's not fluky. I mean, at this point, there's no – it's not smoke and mirrors. They're just a really, really good team. I just don't know if – I don't know if the high end is this the Minnesota Vikings of last year, right? Where you win 13 games, but at the end of the day, it's still Sam Darnold. And when you play the elite teams, like when the Rams held them to 20 points and that was the game they lost, is it one of those where there is an artificial ceiling that's put on this team? Because it's not the most talented roster in the NFL. But again, when you look at especially their ability to run the ball and the way Daniel Jones is playing, it's flat out special,
I think,
right now. And their defense, there's still some question on that. Like the Broncos put up 28 against them. The Rams put up 27. The Cardinals put up 27. The Chargers with no offensive line to speak of. You know, they lost two more linemen in that game. I think Schultz's starting for him at left guard at this point, for God's sakes. And even the Chargers managed to put up 24 and get back in that game. So that's the other one is the defense. When they play Kansas City, and if it's a team that holds them down into 17 or 20 points like the Rams did, can the defense play that sort of game.
I think what I want to see is I want to see the elite defensive coordinators against their offense. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to.
Sure.
Okay, so they've got Spags against them on the 23rd of November. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
They also see McDonald, yeah. Seattle's defense.
Seattle's defense is nasty.
In week 15. Yep. And then the next week, they play Saleh.
Yeah.
And the Niners defense, and I know they're banged up, but maybe by then they'll get some guys back, although some of those guys are all out for the year.
Yeah, Bosa's out for the year, Warner's out for the year, but they're still playing their ass off.
But that's really what I want to see is I think it does come down to that. It's those elite defensive minds yep. up against the top offenses. That's when it gets really – that's where the rubber meets the road for Indy.
Yeah.
Right there.
Absolutely. But right now, I mean, you've got – when you look at like the top six quarterbacks in the NFL by all metrics, Daniel Jones is there. He's completing 71% of his passes. He's averaging 8.5 yards, so it's not like he's just check down Charlie. 10 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's only been sacked 6 times. And Jonathan Taylor right now is averaging 5.5 yards a carry. And by the way, Daniel Jones can still beat you with his legs. I mean, people forget, like, this may be another one of those Sam Darnold kind of career resurgence. Like, Daniel Jones did win a playoff game with the Giants. And this is a better situation. We also forget that before the Anthony Richardson thing, Shane Steichen was viewed as a really good, he was kind of like a Kevin O'Connell sort of thing. And then we got lumped in with the Anthony Richardson in last year and everything kind of went to S. But he's showing you again that he is a really, really bright offensive mind. And he's got a guy right now that's playing great football. And also, shame on everyone that when they made the decision to go with Daniel Jones, remember we got all that crap and Anthony Richardson and his agent and everyone was speaking out and all the stupid ESPN talking heads were murdering him, saying he was slitting his own throat. Well, lo and behold, 1,700 yards later and 6-1, he actually knew what he was doing.
You said top five quarterbacks yeah. right now, he's one of them?
Yes.
You could make the case that the top five quarterbacks, at least so far, are Dak, Drake May.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying those are the top five, but I'm just saying you could make a case that those five have been the best so far. And that's really wild.
Yeah,
other than Dak. I mean, Dak's the highest paid guy in the league.
Yeah.
We know he's good, but he's having a great season.
But we still love to crap all over Dak on a...
Well, I don't know how you could crap on Dak now.
On a regular basis. But like 2 years ago, before he got hurt, Dak Prescott was top three in every statistical category, and yet we still have to listen to people somehow tear the guy down.
He looks even better this year.
Yes.
May has phenomenal. Emerged, and Baker's playing great, even with guys hurt. I mean, it's weird.
Yes.
Who the hell could predict that? Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Sam Darnold?
Yeah. Well, and even like...
What's next? Justin Fields? Oh, wait.
No.
He's about to get benched.
Yeah. He gonna get sat down. Although, you know, there's... How do I say this? Like, quarterback play... It's so subjective because so much of it is what goes on around you and being put in good circumstances, right? And we've talked about this before. There's very few quarterbacks that can operate at a high level in bad circumstances. Now, at some point, and Joey talks about this, at some point, it doesn't matter. It still falls on you. Justin Fields. You can make the argument that Justin Fields has never really had a great crack at it, but it doesn't matter. At some point, you just aren't the guy. Right. I don't care how many bad situations you are. You're not elevating. But I do think there is something to the fact that of those guys you're talking about, right? Baker Mayfield, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, they're like these guys are retreads. And, you know, for a league that is constantly looking for the guy, and we all want our team to have Josh Allen, we all want him to have Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. Well, those guys are really hard to find. I do love the fact that when you look through, you're getting some guys that are... Jared Goff is another one. You could easily make the argument that he's a top five quarterback in this league. And he's a retread that they didn't want in the Rams, and they booted him out. I think that's really telling that we're entering a world of the NFL where coaching and scheme and all of that stuff is finally being taken into account. And I don't care how good you are. Like, Cam Ward right now, Cam Ward looks like he's got something going on, but he is stuck in such a crappy organization. And by the way, they're going to fire their coach and they're going to go through that again. And he's going to cycle through that. And you wonder if he's just destined to fail there, whether it's his fault or not. You know who else is going through this right now is CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud had one of the best rookie seasons we've seen ever in the history of the NFL. And since then, it has been nothing but inept offensive coordinators, piss poor talent around him, porous offensive lines. And CJ Stroud looks like a shell of his former self. And if you're not careful, CJ Stroud is going to end up looking up in a year or two. We're going to be like, what the hell happened to CJ Stroud?
Okay, well, there's your sports talk for the day, okay? We got to move on. You know why?
Oh, by the way, there's another one. Mac freaking Jones.
Mac freaking
games.
Jones, yep. It's a good one. You know why? Because we have to talk about very serious topics like pants around ankles, peers.
Boy, no one's prepared for that.
Well, you see it from time to time.
I know.
It's a thing out there in the wild, but it's very rare.
I can't. Why?
What is that's the question.
I need to hear from an ankle peer.
Yeah, we'll get to that next. Club on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.